to you live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip, it's golf and other four-letter words. And now your host, you've heard him on ESPN, Fox Sports, and Sirius XM Radio, Mr. Dennis Silvers.
You caught me. Hey, if you put as bad as I do, you need to practice wherever and whenever you can to help shave some strokes off your game. Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Golf and Four Other Four-Letter Words. I'm your host, Dennis Silvers. Glad to have you joining us tonight. And the four-letter word for tonight's show is good. Why is it good? Because I promise you a very, very good show. Maybe it should be very. That's four. Let's stay with good. We're going to have a very, very good show. So we hope you hang with us for the next 30 minutes. Because if you love golf like I do, you're going to love the show. We're all about golf. We're all about golf talk. You know what? Even if you don't like the show, stay with us. You're going to have a lot of fun. Got to do a little house cleaning. There are a couple of ways to get a hold of us here at the show. You can always email me, real simple, golf@VegasVideoNetwork.com, golf@VegasVideoNetwork.com. You can email me with your questions, your suggestions, your comments. You can even email me money, but that's optional. That's optional. Also, if you think of some other good four-letter words that we can use on the show, send those to me in an email. For those of you that are kind of in the moment, can't wait for email, we've got live chat. One of the very, very cool things we have here on Vegas Video Network. Just go online to the site, click the live chat button, and you can send us your questions, and we will get to those hopefully by the end of the show. While you're online also on Vegas Video Network, you can check out all of the other fine shows that you see right here. So do yourself a favor and do that. All right, without further ado, let me introduce my co-host for tonight. He currently is the assistant general manager and the director of golf at the FAME Tournament Players Club in Summerlin. Before that, he was formerly the head golf professional at the TPC in Sugarloaf. And of course, that is in Duluth, Georgia, as we know. And I met him when I was a member years back when he was the head golf professional at TPC Summerlin, none other than Mr. Lee Smith.
Thank you, sir.
Lee, how are you?
Doing great. Appreciate
Thanks for
it.
Coming in.
Glad to be here.
Going
to
put you
here.
To work Looking tonight. Hope you. I want you to relax and have a good time. You know,
Absolutely.
Before we get started, Lee, I got a problem. I got a problem with your name. Okay, let me just get it out. Lee Smith. You know, that's kind of like a John Doe. You know, Lee Smith is the kind of name that, you know, takes me back. I used to use, you know, years back when I was a kid, like checking into a motel. You know, what's your name? Lee Smith. Is that for real?
Yeah, it's a real name, but actually after 9/11, it was difficult to check in online for flights, I can tell you that. It was not easy, not easy.
I'll bet it was. Real quickly, let me ask, what's the difference between your position and it's a great facility at TPC Sugarloaf in Georgia as opposed to being back here in Las Vegas?
Well, I think kind of an expanded role for me is working a little bit more with golf course maintenance and working together with our great superintendent, Dale Hahn, out there who puts together obviously the golf course for the tour event coming in late September. But working closely with him you know, trying to put together a great product for the membership.
Yeah, you had, I think Sugarloaf has 27 holes.
It does.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, great golf course. And there's a lot of great golf in Atlanta.
A lot of great golf.
In Atlanta or Duluth, Georgia. But, you know, Sugarloaf sits right up there with a lot of those great golf courses in Atlanta for sure.
Now, here's the test. Here's the test for Lee Smith on the show. Do you still remember the names of the 3 9 hole courses that you had?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And they are?
Stables was the front nine of the tournament course. Meadows was the back nine of the tournament course. And Pines was the nine-hole course that we had across the street, the second one that was built.
I told you he was sharp, ladies and gentlemen. Very good.
Every once in a while. Every
very,
once in a
very
while.
Good.
You prompted me with that.
All right. Well, you did. You
make
did
a phone call.
Hey, you did very well. All right. Got to get serious here for a while. I want to give a big shout out to the people at Las Vegas Paiute Golf Resort. They are sponsoring the show for the next several weeks. Let me tell you a little bit about Paiute Golf Resort. It features three championship golf courses that are all designed by renowned golf course architect Pete Dye. And when I tell you folks, all of these golf courses are just to die for. Get it, Lee? Pete Dye?
Absolutely.
Die for. Okay, I got that. All right, there are three.
I didn't hear any clapping.
I didn't either, so it couldn't have been that good. There are three courses out there. Snow Mountain, Sun Mountain, we're going to talk a little bit about their newest course out there called The Wolf, which is absolutely fantastic. When The Wolf opened in 2006, Golf Digest, and all of them have it, but Golf Digest gave them 4.5 stars for The Wolf course, which, believe me, folks, is very, very strong. Also named one of the top 200 daily fee courses in the United States that they could play, and it is just absolutely fantastic. If you're new in town, it's a great golf experience. Let's talk a little bit about The Wolf course. I want to show you some pictures. This is looking up number 18, the fairway at 18, okay? Magnificent, tranquil. You've got the deserts. You've got the spring mountains in the back, Humpty Dumps. It's absolutely awesome. They have a fabulous greens complex there. Let's take a look at the green on number 8 as well. As you can see, all tiered, sloping, got a few bunkers there. Again, the humps and bumps, which is one of the hallmarks of The Wolf course, as you know. I'm sure, Lee, that you've played it. And my favorite, absolutely, I think it's one of my favorite holes of all time playing golf, and that is, of course, Pete Dye is famous for it, Lee. That is the Island Green shown here on number 15, which is the par 3. And believe me when I tell you, folks, and Lee will attest to this, when the wind's blowing, Lee, it's a heck of a golf hole, isn't it?
That Island Green looks familiar. I've seen it somewhere before.
Yeah, I've seen it. How about
No, it is. That's a great facility.
Yeah.
Great facility.
Of course, Lee's referring to number 17 at TPC Sawgrass, of course, where they play the Players' Championship. Awesome office golf course. Got a couple of phone numbers for you. If you're a local and you haven't been out there, give them a call. Get out there and make a tee time. You're going to love it. 658-1400. Also, if you're out of town coming to Las Vegas to visit, put it on your to-do list. You won't be sorry. Toll-free, 800-711-2833. They do a great job. And over the weeks and the next coming weeks, we're going to be talking about sun. We're going to be talking about snow. We're going to be talking about the other great amenities they have out there. So a big thanks to the people out at Las Vegas Paiute Golf Resort. All right, let's get to the first segment of the show, and that is called Tournament Scorecard. All right, kind of story that I absolutely, absolutely love. Lee, tournament rookie Brendan Steele wins last week at the Valero Texas Open by one shot over former UNLV Rebel player and local Charlie Hoffman, who's having a great year, and also one stroke over PGA Tour rookie Kevin Chappell. It's the kind of story you love. Rookie out on tour, gets his first win, wins a lot of money, obviously, 2-year exemption.
Yep.
Fantastic.
I thought you were going to go with Nerves of Steel there, but
I was, but you took it away from me.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it was fantastic coming down the stretch on a very, very difficult golf course. Get up and down over the green on 18 to make about a 6-8 footer to win is
have you played impressive. The golf course there?
I have not. I went there actually when it was being grassed, and there's actually two golf courses there. The Norman course is where they played, but our National Intercup was played there last year,
right,
in the TPC Network, and everybody came back raving about how good a condition the golf course was, but also how difficult it was.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me tell you what a win does for somebody on the PGA Tour and how important it is for a rookie. Not only do they get a 2-year exemption, which is huge because now they know what their schedule is, but Brendan Steele, jumped from 130th on the money list to 20th on the money list, Lee, with $1.66 million. So I think he's going to have a lot of old school friends probably calling him
Absolutely.
Up pretty soon, don't
Absolutely.
You think?
He'll be in Vegas before you
He'll
know
be
it.
In, we hope so. Brendan, you're welcome. You're welcome anytime. And you come right here on the show on Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. Also went from a T-115th, Lee, to 19th on the FedEx Cup points list with a total of 623 points. And that's important, as you know, because at the end of the year with a FedEx Cup race, these guys at the end of the year, if they qualify, are playing for $10 million in cash.
Yeah.
Pretty strong.
It's a big-time paycheck.
I want to ask you this also, how important the world rankings are. Brendan went from being ranked 231st in the world, almost oblivion, almost out there in the ether where nobody heard of him, jumped 100 points to 131st on the money on the world points ranking, and it's a great start. Still has a long way to go, obviously, but world ranking points are important, aren't they?
Yeah, they're important. It gets you in some of the major championships, some of those international events, match plays, and different types of things when your ranking gets up to a significant number. I think the most important thing that maybe you didn't mention is that he gets to make his own schedule.
Right.
Which is very important to those guys over the next couple of years with his two-year exemption. He gets to pick and choose where he wants to play and possibly get into some of those invitational tournaments and different things, which helps out at home.
Now, Leave, you've played a lot of competitive golf. You've played a lot of tournament golf. And quickly, before we take our first short timeout, what's this going to do for the guy's psyche? You always hear about that, the confidence, and, he's playing. But really, what does it do for you, both mentally and physically?
Well, I think probably only he can answer that definitively. Just, some guys take it as, now I can relax. I make my own schedule. I can take some time off.
Right.
I've kept my card, I've accomplished that. Some guys take it as now I want to advance that from a regular tour victory to a major championship victory and that type of thing, and use it as a springboard to work a little harder, get some club memberships, different things that now I can go and enjoy the fruits of it, and hopefully some endorsement deals and different things that hopefully will be good in the future.
When you win on a difficult golf course like this, does that help you all through the year knowing, okay, we've got some fairly easy golf courses coming up on the PGA Tour. We've got some difficult ones too. I won on a tough course. I beat the best players in the world. That's got to give you a big boost also.
No doubt about it. I mean, we all know that the major championships aren't usually played at 25, 20 under par. And if you can win at, high single-digit under par, you're going to be able to compete in major championships, U.S. Opens, PGA Championships, that type of thing. So it's got to give Mr. Steele a bunch of confidence moving forward.
Absolutely. You said, I like that, Nerds of Steele.
That's right.
I didn't think of that, but I can have it. Thank you very much. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to step away, take a short break here on golf and other four-letter words right here on the Vegas Video Network. When we come back, we got a real fun segment with you with Lee called Birdies and Bogeys. So stick around. We're back with you right after this.
There we go. Hi, I'm Brian Malika, and you are watching the Vegas Video Network. How do you feel about that? I felt like it was a lot in the eyebrows right there.
All right, welcome back to Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. I'm your host, Dennis Silvers, along with my special co-host tonight, Mr. Lee Smith from the Tournament Players Club at Summerlin. Time for birdies and bogeys. And Lee, I'm going to shoot you some of these things, and I want to get your opinion on them. You let me know if it's good, bad, birdie, bogey, or whatever. Another great story right here. 17-year-old. Matteo Manassero. It sounds like something you should order in an Italian place.
Yeah,
I'll have the Manassero, please, maybe for dessert. Matteo Manassero, great, great young talent, wins the Malaysian Open in Kuala Lumpur. Great for the game or what?
Absolutely. I mean, I would call that a birdie. I don't know what you were doing at 17, but I wasn't.
I wanted to win in a golf tournament, so I'll tell you that.
I was in a car somewhere probably, but no, I think it's a great, great story for golf. Unfortunately, Rory McIlroy, a poor story the week before, has to suffer another fourth round, final round loss. But great story for golf with youngsters up and coming, that's for sure.
There is a youth movement on the tour, both I think on the European Tour and on the US PGA Tour, isn't there?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think, and depending on what you consider youth, some would consider it different. But, the 30-something and under is, big-time movement.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Rory McIlroy kind of imploded the last day at the Masters. It was a heartbreaking story. I mean, I mentioned, I hadn't seen anybody throw up on himself like that since my episode of Having Bad Sushi, a couple of weeks
ago. Having a Manassero?
But I guess so. But he came back in third, and he's pretty well recovered.
He did. Oh,
he's okay.
It was impressive, and he's young enough that he'll be back.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right, so that's going to be obviously a birdie, and we are golf. Coalition meets with the U.S. Congress, last week for the fourth annual National Golf Day to get members of Congress to understand golf's contributions to cities across the country. And they were basically saying, look, we're golf, we're actually a small business. We want the same kind of important legislation and the same kind of rights that other small businesses have. I don't know, what do you think about that? Lobbying Congress, I mean, we got so much going on in the world today with important things, okay? I don't know whether the golf thing has, is that important, whether it has anything to do with anything.
Yeah, are you allowed to call par in this segment by chance? I kind of run right in the middle of this. I mean, from a water conservation standpoint and a lot of different things that golf does do that maybe we don't do in our normal households, I think it is a benefit. But when we're talking about shutting down Congress and budget cuts and all these different things, I think it's something that can probably go on the back burner.
Yeah.
I think in some ways it is important.
Well, it is important, and they had a very, very effective lobby there, if you will. They had all the big organizations in golf, USGA, Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, the PGA of America, the club management people were all
absolutely.
There. And I really don't, you know, I understand the point that they're making, but, you know, the bottom line is, folks, I don't know how serious these guys are going to take it because, you know, like we say, they got to go back to budget hearings and, you know, they got some wars to deal with. And how many, you know, we don't know how many people there were playing golf.
Well, I know John Boehner plays a lot of golf.
He plays golf. I'd love to get him here in Vegas.
He probably is paying attention a little bit. There are a lot of important points that go along with it because golf, not only from a financial standpoint, but from sanctuaries for wildlife and water conservation, a lot of different things that golf courses do that maybe the person that doesn't play golf don't understand.
Yeah. I'd love to have John Boehner, Speaker of the House, here on golf and other four-letter words. I'm just afraid he might start crying.
Yeah,
in the
that's
show.
True.
So I'm a little hesitant. All right.
And tanning bed is not a four-letter word.
That's true. Very good. Very good. Okay. Lee, the last 11 majors now have been won by 11 different players. I think that's absolutely awesome. Only four of those, Lee, have been Americans. What's up with that? What's the deal? What do you think about that?
I think it's just a sign of the times. I mean, I think it's a cycle like anything else. I definitely think there is growth. We talk about the youth movement in European and international golf. But I think the Americans will have their day. Tiger's putting his game back together, and we know that he can account for quite a few American major victories pretty fast, when it comes to that. So I think it's great. I think it's great for golf. Let's look at it. I mean, when we talk about golf business and booming in China and booming with the 2016 Olympics in Rio, it's an international game.
Right.
And I think that, unfortunately, selfishly, I want to see the Americans win that Ryder Cup. But, you know, it just doesn't look too promising moving forward.
I've talked about the Olympics and golf being in the Olympics in 2016, which I think is absolutely awesome. I personally think, it's worldwide promotion, and they think they're going to get just everybody going to start playing golf in this. Number one, I'm not so sure about that, and I think by the time the Olympics rolls around, I'm not so sure that you're going to see a guy like Tiger Woods or Phil playing in the Olympics. What's your feeling?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think that it'll depend on format. It'll depend on a lot of things like that are going to dictate whether some of those guys play. Where it fits on the schedule, will be a big thing. I mean, those guys pretty much make their own schedules at the beginning of the year, and where it fits in that regard will be difficult for them to play. But, I think the exciting part is places where golf is nondescript, that all of a sudden, like bobsledding was to Jamaica, golf all of a sudden brings four people to play in the Olympics.
All right. I think we have a live chat question, I believe.
We do. Nate wants to know if the other golfers are rooting for Tiger.
Other golfers are rooting for Tiger. That's a very, very interesting question, Nate. Let me give you my feeling about it. I'm not saying anything out of school, and I think Lee will verify that because I'm going to have Lee follow it up. But, when Tiger came out on tour, there was a lot of players in the professional ranks that weren't exactly crazy about Tiger Woods for one reason or another. Over the years, Tiger has mellowed to some degree, and especially over the last year or so with all of his personal tragedies. But I personally feel there's some kind of arm length camaraderie, if you will, with the other players and Tiger for whatever reason. What do you feel about it?
I totally agree with that. I think I think one thing that everybody probably, as opposed to rooting for him, they appreciated his ability.
Absolutely.
Appreciated his work ethic. And then I think selfishly appreciated the financial gain that he brought to the game, that he ended up putting money in their pockets. So, you know, and I think that's not going to change. When he's successful, he's going to continue to drive fans, dollars, all those things to the game, and they'll appreciate that for sure.
You're right. They owe him for a lot of things, the money, what the game has brought, but still, on a personal level, it's a whole different thing. I think we got another one.
Oh, no, we don't.
We don't. Okay. Well, send it in to us, VegasVideoNetwork.com. Hit that chat button. We'd love to hear from you. Finally, wrapping up Birdies and Bogeys, Lee, in staying with the majors, Royal St. George's in England, side of the Open Championship, of course, going on, is going to be lengthened 100 yards, a mere 100 yards, with par being reduced from 71 to 70. They're going to lengthen, I think, one par three, a couple of par fours. They're going to lengthen one par five. I think it's totally ludicrous for the money they're spending on doing this. What's your feeling? Leave well enough alone. It's an open course. Not making it any tougher for these guys, are they?
Well, I don't think in this day and age, 100 yards. You know, you figure 100 yards and then one off a par is another 100 yards.
Yeah.
So you're talking a couple hundred yards. It's really not going to make a ton of difference.
Not at all.
And so, like you say, I would just as soon see that tournament played at Carnoustie every single year with the carnage that produces.
Oh, I agree with you. Although we love the carnage. We're all about carnage here, folks. But we're still nice. Got another chat question?
We do. Raymond Smith wants to know, Lee, did you really try to drive the 18th at Jackson CC for the state JUCO championship?
Well, I think that might be my father. I'm not sure. I gave him the login to check this show out, but it actually made him cry. I'll leave it at that. Let's put it this way: where the first ball ended up, it ended up brought him to tears.
Oh, I love it! I love it. Well, if it is. How you doing, Mr. Smith? Glad to have you tuning in. All right, that's going to wrap it up for Birdies and Bogeys. Time for my favorite segment, and I hope it becomes your favorite segment pretty soon, called Handicap Helper. Lee thought I said Hamburger Helper, but that's another show at dinner time. This is Handicap. All right, we got some email questions that I picked out a little bit earlier before we went on air. The first one's from Jeff right here in Las Vegas. Lee, he says he's having trouble reading greens. He's looking for some quick tips. Jeff, I got a real quick tip for you. If you're having problems reading, get glasses. How can you help me?
From Las Vegas?
From Las Vegas.
I think a key, first of all, in Las Vegas, most of the greens are gonna break down towards the valley. So wherever you're at in Las Vegas, whatever golf course you're at, typically they're gonna break towards the strip as the predominant break at most golf courses. So that can probably help you. And then I think the second part is to always be reading. When you're stepping on the green, when it's not your turn, all these types of things, be paying attention to golf balls that are in play when you're not playing. All those types of things, I think, are very important to accurately read greens.
All right, Jeff, I hope that helps you. And just keep in mind, this is a guy who's a right-handed player went putting left-handed. Okay, so take that with a grain of salt. All right, Linda from Las Vegas also says she is horrible, horrible out of the bunkers. Any help? Yeah, Linda, don't get in them. Okay, what do you say for Linda?
That would be first. I think second thing is a lot of amateur players think about hitting behind the golf ball. And what we want to think about is more hitting underneath the golf ball. Imagine your golf ball sitting on a submerged tee, and I just want to go halfway down that tee to get the ball out. So think about what's underneath the golf ball as opposed to what's behind the golf ball.
Good advice, good advice. Andre from Lake Tahoe, beautiful Lake Tahoe, northern Nevada, needs help to stop coming over the top. Join the club. Andre, any suggestions?
Yeah, the easiest thing is put a head cover down when you're hitting golf balls. Put it outside the line of play. just outside your golf ball and just hit golf shots. Probably start with an 8 or 7 or 8 iron teed up and just take swings without hitting that head cover.
Why is it so many people, when they first learn to play golf, get into the habit of coming over the top, Lee?
Well, I think the easiest thing is that, you know, you look at 90% of golf swings have some kind of a loop in them.
Yep.
And it's natural and it's easy to take the club away inside. So with 90% of swings being a loop, that golf club's going to come outside. And especially when you try to get underneath the golf ball, it's got to be steeper.
All right.
And so that's, you know, it's common everywhere. It's,
yeah. And talking about a loop, hello, Jim Furyk. All right. George from Ohio. I'm sorry. George from Ohio. Ohio says Ohio. He's confused about all the new so-called playability irons. You know what, George? I'm with you. I'm confused myself. There's so many of them out. Playability irons, what's all that mean, and what's it somebody look for?
Well, I think it would probably go to, you know, what your game needs. Do I need to reduce spin to reduce it from moving left to right or right to left? Do I need to get it airborne, you know, hit the ball up higher? And then look for an iron that fits that. As far as something that has a big sole on the bottom is going to help you get the ball up in the air. You know, something that's a little bit bigger, heel-toe weighted,
sure,
is going to help you, you know, reduce a little bit of that spin. You know, even change your golf ball can help you, you know, reduce spin and reduce curve a lot.
You know, Lee, and it is important, I'm a big advocate of this, you hear so much about getting your clubs fitted, and it is important, folks. Should new players consider that?
Absolutely. You know, there's the argument in the golf business, what comes first, golf instruction or club fitting?
Right.
And I think everybody, in my estimation, they work hand in hand. You know, I can teach you with a club that's severely not fit for you, and it's going to affect your golf swing subconsciously. So they need to work exactly together for you to you know, be as efficient as possible.
You're going to start compensating.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, last one. Henry from Los Angeles wants to know, I love this, Henry, wants to know what your best score is and where you shot it. And tell the truth.
I would say my
80 what?
Yeah, that's about it. my best score on the hardest golf course that I played, I shot 64 at TPC Summerlin.
Oh, that's strong.
Actually, and playing with Bob May,
okay,
the tour player here, and actually beat him by a couple. And he had come back to town off tour to try to get some confidence. And
that is strong.
We took that away.
Good
from
going, him. Yeah. Lee is. I've played with Lee, and Lee is a very, very strong player. All right, last one. PGA Tour star Dustin Johnson. Love watching him play golf. Has split with his caddy Bobby Brown, downtown Bobby Brown, after 3 years. Bobby Lupin for him, and coincidentally, Bobby is dating the twin sister of Dustin's girlfriend. How odd is that? I think, Lee, the split was due to maybe a possible mix-up one night in the two girls.
Not could be.
How important is a caddy to a player? Seriously.
Well, I think for him, it's real important. A guy that can tell what a bunker is and what a bunker's not, like at the PGA Championship.
Like at the majors,
cost him a major.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's very important. It's familiarity. It's, you know, it's a guy, forget about golf. It's a guy that can walk down the fairway with you when there is some anxiety or anxious moments and can calm you down. Somebody that can make you laugh in a time of despair. You know, those types of things. I think a caddy's very, very,
very important.
And that relationship for a long period of time is crucial.
That's an argument that you get. You know, that some people think caddies get too much credit. Other people think caddies don't get enough credit. They have to wear various hats. You're absolutely right. And it's just like when you take golf instruction, you got to have that meld. You got to have that good communication going and that comfortable feeling going, or you ain't going to work out.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you're out there for 5 hours at a time, and you can't be going at each other's throats or anything like that.
There is absolutely no way. All right, that's Handicap Helper. Great answers, Lee. Not all is lost. We got some golf going on this weekend for all of you out there to watch on the regular tour, the PGA Tour. We got the Heritage at Harbortown Golf Links. Everybody knows Harbortown with the big what do you call it, in the back of the 18th?
The lighthouse.
Thank you very much. Very, very famous. Hilton Head Island in South Carolina, where it's being played, always a favorite of most of the guys on
fantastic
tour.
Fantastic golf course, tight. You know, anybody can win. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Champions Tour. The old guys are out there this week. Liberty Mutual Legends of Golf, one of my favorite because they have the real old guys and they have their, you know, the 50s and ups and all that stuff. That's at the club at Savannah Harbor in Savannah, Georgia, of course. And European Tour has got a great event. The Volvo China Open. No action on the Nationwide Tour. No action on the LPGA Tour this week. Don't forget, we'd love to take your questions anytime during the show, live chat, or email me, golf@VegasVideoNetwork.com, or go to VegasVideoNetwork.com, hit that chat button. You can send in questions for myself, my co-host, suggestions. Like I said earlier, send money if you want. That's always appreciated. Lee, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely.
Great job.
Thank
You're welcome back
Thank
every
you.
Time.
Absolutely.
If somebody is new to town or somebody's looking to join a private club, I always tell them, right now is the time. Do it. How do they get a hold of you? How do they get information about TPC Summerlin and about membership?
Well, easiest thing's TPC.com, TPCSummerlin.com. You can visit both both properties. I think even if you're not joining, we got TPC Las Vegas across the street. That's you know, a great place to play as well, former host of the tournament. And then at TPC Summerlin, give us a call, 702-256-0111.
All right, excellent.
And we'd love to have you out.
Yeah, great golf course. Used to be a member, but, you know, media guys, they kind of push out the door after a while.
Cheap.
Don't forget, cheap.
Yeah.
Home of the Justin Timberlake Shriners.
Absolutely.
The Hospitals for Children event every October. This time it's early this year. It's at the end of September at TPC Summerlin, the home course. Absolutely great. All right, next week on golf and other four-letter words, Mr. Brandon Stooksbury. Try saying that real fast with a piece of chew in your mouth. Brandon Stooksbury from the PGA Tour Academy right here in Las Vegas. You can also check me out on lvgolfguru.com, lvgolfguru.com for some of my other shows. Loved having you. Thank the people at Las Vegas Paiute Golf Resort for coming on the show, stepping up and sponsoring our show for the next several weeks. Thanks for hanging in there with us, everybody. Fairways and greens to you. And we'll see you right back here, same place, same time next week. So long, everybody.